It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Wind. Next week, Sarah Alvarez with Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity Project will bring us a special week-long series. The stories focus on a landmark court case that fundamentally changed education for the country with profound effects on the Detroit metro area.
The Detroit public school system is in dire straits and large part because of that decision, and I don't think enough people realize the impact of that case on what happened, and not just in Detroit, but across the country.
That was Joyce Baugh, a professor at Central Michigan University, and Sarah Alvarez joins us now. Sarah, you're going to be focusing on the impact of the 1974 Milliken versus Bradley Supreme Court case. Give us a primer on that case.
Well, it was about a lot of things. It was about busing kids out of Detroit and into white suburban schools and busing kids from the suburban schools into Detroit. And that was supposed to racially integrate the schools. And that was eventually struck down by the Supreme Court. And then Detroit carried out a Detroit-centric busing plan where they were just busing kids like from one side of Detroit to the other. And of course, the racial demographics in Detroit at that time meant that racial integration wasn't being achieved at all by that. So it was a lot of tension. It was a lot of social upheaval. And at the end of it, these schools were not racially integrated.
What will we hear next week and who will we hear from?
So next week we'll hear about a little bit about the case, a little bit about what this moment in history was. But then what we'll really hear about is why that matters today. That case changed the neighborhood school fundamentally in Detroit. Once the Detroit-centric busing plan went into effect, kids just fled their neighborhood school. But we'll also hear from people in schools in Detroit today and in the metro area. And one of these people is Bria Gregory. She's a student in Ferndale, and she goes to Ferndale from her home district. And she talked to me about why she never even considered going to her neighborhood school.
But the way that they set up their school districts is disorganized, and I don't like it personally. I don't like the type of students they have there. And it wasn't challenging enough.
So you took it into your own hands?
Yeah, I pretty much picked where I go, what I do, because that's who I am.
So Bria's story is actually very common. Kids are going all over the place in search of a high-quality education. And so what I wanted to do was look at what are the impacts of that in terms of finances, in terms of educational opportunity, and in terms of tensions today.
As you develop these stories, what have you found that's been unexpected?
I think one thing I've found that was unexpected was how little policy has taken into account the new landscape. I think policy has been very good at saying there are maybe not enough good choices, particularly in a place like Detroit, so we need to open up some more choices. But what I think it hasn't taken account for is like, well, how do we know if those choices are good? What do we do when those choices are bad? What do we do about the fact that not only neighborhood schools don't exist anymore, but strong neighborhoods are something that are hard to find in Detroit? So what do we do about that? And then the financing of school choice, of course, is also something that is incredibly complicated and impacts a lot of those districts very much.
If people want to learn more about the case or about the stories, where should they go?
We are going to have, of course, they should go to the State of Opportunity website, which you can find at the Michigan Radio website. We're also going to have, you can find it there, a specialized website dedicated to a lot of the recollections from people who remember this case or who are educators now and can reflect back on the effects of the case. So, you know, we talked to people who were involved, like Frank Kelly, like Brooks Patterson, and a lot of the children who went to school at that time, and some of whom are now educators and some of whom are now parents and whose perspective on the case has been changed by those things.
Sarah Alvarez is with Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity team. Next week, she's bringing us a series about the impact of the 1974 Milliken versus Bradley Supreme Court case around busing and how that changed public education. Sarah, thanks for speaking with us. I'm looking forward to it.
No problem.